are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals. May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, good-hearted viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutu, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaoda Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Bangladesh extends an existing program to assist vulnerable families. In education news, the United Nations helps African children gain agricultural skills. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Doctors for Developing Countries, a non-profit organization made up of medical personnel who travel around the world treating those in need. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 2nd, one of Hungary's greatest poets, Mr. János Arany, was born in 1817. He is recognized by many for his beautiful ballads. He wrote over 40 which have been translated into more than 50 languages. Some of his most famous works include the trilogy Toldi and the Bards of Wales. Toldi and many of Mr. Arany's poems are based on traditions and legends of the Magyars, the people of Hungary. He is considered one of the founders of modern Hungarian poetry. May outstanding poets like Mr. János Arany continue to grace our planet and share their exquisite verses.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news update from Ao Lạc or Vietnam. As in many forested countries, Ao Lạc has seen her mountains eroded by heavy rainfall following deforestation and climate change effects. In Thanh Hóa Province, our local association members recently joined the thousands of fellow residents in communities working to revive the forests.
Nếu như mà chúng ta không có cái kế hoạch bảo vệ tốt hoặc là không có cải tạo, không có trồng rừng hàng năm thì tôi nghĩ rằng là cái độ xói mòn nó càng cao. Đặc biệt đó, là cái hiện nay cái chất thải của công nghiệp này, chất thải của chăn nuôi này thì nó làm ảnh hưởng rất là nhiều đến cái môi trường. Thế cho nên có cái chủ trương mà trồng rừng phủ xanh đất trống đồi núi trọc thì nó làm cho cái môi trường ngày một xanh sạch, đồng thời là cái sức khỏe của con người thì mỗi ngày nó được cải thiện hơn.
In support of the Tanhua Community's tree planting program, Supreme Master Qinghai had contributed a $20,000 donation. This amount was able to purchase an equivalent of about $354,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on OLAC's cost of living. Community leaders and the participating Lok Lak Sea Tree Company conveyed their gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai, also sending letters of appreciation and reaffirming the shared ideal of a greener, sustainable planet.
Tôi kêu gọi toàn thể nhân dân xã Nguyệt Ấn nói riêng và toàn thể nhân loại, chúng ta sẽ cố gắng mỗi người đóng góp một chút cái trách nhiệm của mình để chúng ta bảo vệ cái môi trường, bảo vệ cái trái đất này, để chúng ta có những cái không khí trong lành và đảm bảo cuộc sống chung, cái ngôi nhà chung của mọi nhà.
Tôi cùng với bà con nhân dân xã Thành Lập rất là cảm ơn cái sự quan tâm cũng như và cái công tác phủ xanh đất trống đồi núi trọc và cái việc giữ cái môi trường trong sạch cho bà con nhân dân và toàn nhân loại. Tôi xin cảm ơn.
Congratulations and many thanks to the dedicated local governments and sea tree company Ngoc Lac Enterprise for the revitalizing efforts. On behalf of the recipient communities, we join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance.
Happy to hear of the success of their program, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged an additional $30,000 in funds for other areas in the country known to be in need of reforesting. This could be used to purchase another $531,000 in planting supplies, if bought in the United States, based on OLAC's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai beautifies the environment wherever her love is present, in places near and far. May OLAC's landscapes glow in verdant health evermore. We pray that similar caring actions worldwide will help restore the true splendor of our precious globe.
Legendary voice of American radio respectfully remembered, Mr. Paul Harvey has passed away peacefully at the ripe age of 90. The renowned news personality spent over 75 years of his life in broadcasting and became quite possibly the most recognizable radio voice in American history, with shows that reached up to 18 million people every day. His illustrious career was honored with numerous commendations, including the prestigious induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 1990. Jim Robinson, the president of ABC Radio Networks and Mr. Paul Harvey's employer, wrote, "As Paul Harvey delivered the news each day with his own unique style and commentary, his voice became a trusted friend in American households. Our sincere condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Paul Harvey, whose unique presence will be missed by many. May his soul rest serenely in God's everlasting love and light."
Iranian student released. 22-year-old Hana Abdi of Kurdistan province has been released after being detained since November 2007. Amnesty International had presented initiatives for her release, acknowledging her humanitarian work on behalf of women's rights. "Wishing you a warm welcome home, Ms. Hana Abdi, and many loving celebrations of life with family and friends. May caring endeavors such as yours soon be conducted in safety as our world advances towards greater harmony and shared understanding."
Water on Martian soil indicates possible life in the past. Data recently analyzed by United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, scientists from the Phoenix Mars Lander indicates that a nightly cycle of water vapor is being absorbed into Martian soil. This film of water may have been able to support life in an earlier, more humid Martian climate millions of years ago, according to Dr. Aaron Zent of the NASA Ames Research Center in California, USA. On Earth, where such a water film is thicker, life microbes have been found to exist even in frozen environments such as Antarctica.
What a fascinating discovery, Dr. Zent and colleagues at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Findings such as these truly remind us of the wonders of all creation. In line with such findings, new insights about Mars's past were revealed in a recent video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, where Supreme Master Ching Hai shared some of the planet's history as an example for humans on Earth to consider in our own actions.
They pass on the knowledge of what happened of their planet to their children and grandchildren, even though it's 40 million years ago. They retain the history of what happened so that the descendants know how to take care of what they have and not to be careless and not to be so destructive anymore, but more virtue and spiritual.
Supreme Master Ching Hai further revealed that there is a good chance for life to return to Mars above land, which had been destroyed due to runaway global warming.
It's not for humans to even restore this kind of catastrophically destructed planet. But the planet will revive itself, you know, by natural process. Yeah, 1 million years more and Mars will be inhabitable. Small bushes will begin to grow and then wheat and grass and then fruit trees, etc., etc. River and stream and sea will begin to form again. And gradually, humans and animals will be able to settle on Mars' surface again.
New study links salmonella to cattle farms. A recent study carried out by researchers at the University of Georgia, USA, shows that levels of salmonella contamination in rivers and streams are higher when in close proximity to livestock operations. The report also stated that the bacteria count increased as temperatures warmed. Study co-author and associate professor Dr. Aaron Lipp said that this finding lends credence to theory that salmonella illnesses, which can be fatal for vulnerable populations such as infants and the elderly, could also be on the rise as a result of global warming. We appreciate your sharing these important results, Dr. Lipp and University of Georgia associates. Let us act now to eliminate diseases such as salmonella by switching to the healthful, meat-free lifestyle.
New York Times food columnist encourages less meat to improve health and the planet. U.S.-based journalist and author Mark Bittman, a non-vegetarian, has released his latest book, Food Matters, A Guide to Conscious Eating, that advocates reducing meat in our diets. A few years prior, Mr. Bittman read a United Nations report called Livestock's Long Shadow, which concludes that animal factory farming is responsible for more greenhouse gas emissions than even the entire transportation sector worldwide. This led him to adopt a mostly vegan diet, which, besides lowering his carbon footprint, has enabled him to overcome a sleep disorder, return blood sugar and cholesterol levels to normal, and shed 35 pounds. Our accolades for your book on your healthier life, Mr. Bittman. We wish many readers find inspiration in your example of substituting healthful foods for meat, a move that benefits all beings on Earth.
Save our planet. As glaciers recede in Bolivia, so do water supplies. The nation's capital city of La Paz and neighboring El Alto are in the grips of a water crisis. Chacaltaya Glacier, which provides water for the region's nearly 2 million people, is expected to be completely gone within a year, according to San Andres University hydrologist Dr. Edson Ramirez. Affirming additional evidence of global warming, such as mosquitoes and flies being discovered near the glacier, and malaria being reported at more than 4,000 meters above sea level, Dr. Ramirez stated that the lack of water would also lead to severe food shortages.
Dr. Ramirez and colleagues, we join in your deep concern for the imminent risk to Bolivian people's lives due to these effects of climate change. With heaven's grace, may we swiftly respond to this warning from nature with actions that lead to a sustainable future on our shared earthly home.
During an international gathering in August 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai acknowledged the large portion of water going to agricultural crops that feed farmed animals. She urged the easing of such inefficiencies through a simple change of diet.
Meat consumption is the one that takes away all things, water, cereals,
and the vegetable protein, 90% of it. So it's taken away a lot of the world resource. Water, 70% of it. So even if we don't shower, we don't brush teeth, it amounts to nothing. Mm-hmm. When they don't stop eating meat, we're going to damage this planet. The resource will be running out. It's already running out. Because all the food fed to the animals, the resource and the land and everything. It's not like if they eat meat and everything healthy and good and happy for them and they could be enjoying forever. It's not. If they keep eating like that, they will also be gone. If the earth gone, finally, no more resource, nothing else to eat them.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. Save our planet. Vast amounts of CO2 released by fires. The devastating bushfires blazing across Australia's state of Victoria have also released millions of tons of CO2. Research by Professor Mark Adams of the University of Sydney, Australia, found that fires in 2003 released 190 million tons of CO2 equivalent, about one-third of the nation's total greenhouse gas production that year. Southeast Asia saw similar effects after huge fires in 1997 released 6 billion tons of CO2. The concern is that these massive releases could trigger a cycle that further accelerates the heating of the atmosphere. We sincerely thank you, Professor Adams, for revealing yet another aspect of our endangered ecosphere. With heaven's grace, let us all care for each other and the Earth to help protect our world from further potential harm.
Save our planet. Tennessee City saves money and the environment. The Metropolitan Board of Public Education for the urban region of the U.S. city of Nashville in Tennessee, USA, has just completed the first phase of an eco-project in partnership with Siemens Building Technologies. Implemented initiatives, which have already seen $3 million in annual savings, include air conditioning improvements, water conservation, and building automation systems to reduce energy use. The emissions reduced thus far are estimated at over 26 million pounds of CO2, 53,000 pounds of nitrous oxide, and 198,000 pounds of sulfur dioxide. Our eco-salute Metropolitan Board of Public Education and Nashville for these planet-saving measures. May students and other school systems alike be similarly inspired toward a greener tomorrow.
Save our planet. Indian environmentalist creates green havens. Indian nature lover and civil engineer Jitendra Patel is working to transform a polluted and neglected land into a place of beauty and rich biodiversity. Mr. Patel purchased 68 acres of land in Dehrol village, Gujarat state, where he plans to plant 1 million trees, along with fruit, spice, and Ayurvedic plants, creating a nature park that offers safe haven for migratory birds and other animals, as well as a soothing respite for people. With solar energy as its primary power source, 15 check dams have also already been built to supply the park's water. Mr. Patel, who already completed a similar project at his Tirupati Nature Park, expressed his love for the environment, saying, "I believe nature is a kind mother and trees are sacred objects. Mr. Patel, it is such a pleasure to hear of your devoted green endeavors and your deep love and respect for nature. Let this project remind us all of the need to restore and cherish our wondrous planet.
Save Our Planet, a joint three-year study in 12 European cities by a group of medical and climate experts, concluded that higher summer temperatures due to global warming are causing increased hospitalizations for respiratory problems.
Save Our Planet, U.S.-based Green Source, a supplier of organic cotton apparel, is introducing certified organic cotton jeans at major retailers nationwide to keep pace with the growing popularity of organic cotton clothes.
Save Our Planet. Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Mauritania, and Tunisia agreed to take measures to protect the Maghreb region's ecosystems and citizens from risks related to climate change.
Free diet.
We're here to share a tip on keeping your personal computer running smoothly.
If a computer becomes too hot, it may become damaged.
If you have a laptop, please be sure to put it on a stand that allows for air circulation to cool the computer as you work.
Yes, Libra, there are many different designs to choose from online or at your local computer store.
For desktop computers, make sure the air vents are not blocked and the cooling fans are cleaned regularly to avoid dust building up.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for watching.
Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In good governance news, Bangladesh helps disadvantaged families. Since the inception of the Vulnerable Group Development or VGD program in 2007, approximately 54,000 families have received a monthly allotment of 30 kilograms of rice or wheat per person and a small stipend. The VGD project, which works in collaboration with the United Nations World Food Program, intends to help a further 27,000 households. Our sincere appreciation, Vulnerable Group Development and the United Nations World Food Program, for providing this much-needed assistance. May the kind people of Bangladesh enjoy many happy tomorrows.
In education news, the United Nations helps African children develop farming skills. The Junior Farmer Field and Life School Program is sponsored by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization. Children learn agricultural methods by actually planting in specific areas of their schoolyard and by interacting with fellow students. 12 African nations have adopted the program, with more than 17,000 children graduating from institutions employing the teaching technique. Our hats off, United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization and the Junior Farmer Field and Life School Program, for helping to improve the future of African youth. May heaven bestow an abundance of all blessing on all children. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, highlighting enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Doctors for Developing Countries, an organization that has carried out over 3,800 medical missions around the globe. We will feed the birds and be right back. More noteworthy news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for a magnificent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring an organization of doctors who travel around the globe treating people most in need of medical attention.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
German non-profit aid organization, Doctors for Developing Countries, has carried out over 3,800 medical missions in developing countries around the globe. Doctors spend a minimum of 1.5 months in an area, usually dedicating time during their regular holidays. These physicians volunteer their services and supply their own funds towards travel costs associated with the work. To date, approximately 2,100 doctors have contributed their medical expertise towards the initiative.
The Doctors for Developing Countries Committee was founded in 1983 by Jesuit Father Bernard Ellen, who today acts as the group's managing director. Started with only 9 team members and limited medical equipment, this humanitarian organization now supports projects in 5 countries: the Philippines, India, Bangladesh, Kenya, and Nicaragua. Annually, over 300 doctors travel to areas most in need of health services, treating patients, vaccinating children, and providing on-the-spot life-saving expertise and medical resources. As a result, over 3,000 people are getting treatment daily, many of whom would not otherwise have the opportunity to receive medical care.
In addition to providing health services, the group has been involved in many related humanitarian endeavors. It has built schools, clinics, and special facilities for women. Feeding programs have been established, and scholarships have been given to medical students to support their studies. Doctors for Developing Countries has received much recognition, including the Helmut Stickel Prize in 1996 in honor of the organization's large-scale immunization endeavors. Bravo and God bless the kind volunteers serving in this praiseworthy organization. May all people thrive in well-being and joy.
Let us enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, A Future Role.
The acting agent said to a would-be actor, "Okay, you can leave your phone number and I will call you when there is an acting part for an old man available." The actor said, "But I'm very young." The agent said, "You won't be when I call you."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I have just looked at your site and enjoyed it. Peaceful, positive, and informative. Thank you for putting it out there for the animals, the planet, and the people. I wondered if you would like a link on our site and vice versa. It is www.thefarmanimalsanctuary.co.uk. Best regards, Catherine, the Farm Animal Sanctuary, United Kingdom.
Loving Catherine, we are very happy to access your site and see the animals at your sanctuary looking so tranquil and content, so well taken care of. The link www.thefarmanimalsanctuary.co.uk will be added to our free rotating list of animal sanctuaries throughout the world. Our gratitude for all that you and the other volunteers are doing for our innocent and well-wishing co-inhabitants. May all people realize the noble nature of our animal friends and adopt a vegan, animal-free diet. with blessings of the Providence.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May heaven smile upon you and your precious ones. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A Dubai Cares Aid shipment for Palestinian children, assembled by United Arab Emirates residents and including school and hygiene kits, arrives in Gaza.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad meets with Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga, affirming that mutual cooperation could benefit the development of both countries.
Ms. Mina Wali returns to her Afghan homeland after 28 years in the United States, bringing healthcare, education, and hope to the rural villages of Shamshapur.
South Korean film documentary Old Partner, showing the friendship of an elderly farmer and his 40-year-old ox, was an instant success and won Best Documentary at the 2008 Busan International Film Festival.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas visits Norwegian and Swedish government officials, receiving their pledges to support national unification and Gaza reconstruction.
U.S. President Barack Obama announces plans to reduce subsidies to large agribusinesses, a decision that is expected to assist smaller farmers.
A Hollywood USA delegation from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences arrives in Iran for cultural and creative exchange meetings.
The Enduring Voices Project, an initiative launched by the National Geographic Society and the Living Tongues Institute, is documenting and helping preserve rare languages around the world.
In the United States, Astro, a dog who had been missing for 9 years, was found with the help of a microchip implant and was joyfully reunited with his family.
The Prime Ministers of Thailand and Cambodia reaffirmed their intention to diplomatically clarify border demarcations. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.